Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Joining us now is Katie Cooper, co-chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board Innovation Committee, to talk about what your dollar does to drive demand for beef. So, Katie, tell us what's going on with the beef checkoff.
Thanks for having me. The beef checkoff is still using the iconic beef, It's What's for Dinner brand as a powerful promotional tool. It's been around for almost three decades and is still going strong. It's just 100% digital now. By cutting expensive broadcast television, we are reaching more consumers with fewer dollars by advertising on all the different digital media platforms. We're also partnering with popular online grocery delivery services and using the power of social influencers to spread the positive messages about beef to their audiences. In doing so, Beef, It's What's for Dinner reached consumers 1 billion times just last year, and producers made it happen. Your dollars help drive greater demand for beef in a new generation of consumers.
Well, thanks for joining us from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, Katie. To find out more about what your dollar does for the beef industry, visit yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
The cattle futures market rallied back to close near the contract highs. August live cattle went as high as 103.90. Today, the previous high for this move was 103.90, set back on July the 16th. So we're testing those highs. Again, did not go through them, but if we go through them, of course, that'll open the door. The life of those contracts and gaps are still quite a bit above it. There's a gap from back on February 21st and August live at 108.30. So that gives somewhat of a target level. The highest that contract ever got was 117.60 back on January the 15th. So still a ways to go to the highs, but there are some target levels to fill gaps and so on between here and there. The feeder cattle, rather, they gained back some from earlier in the day, but they're still a good bit off of the highs from last Thursday of 146. The August today finished at 143.80. Box beef at midday was $1.46 higher on choice. Select was up $1.12 at 193. Choice is 206.73. The index is 141.92 on the feeder cattle. Packer margins are still really positive here. Estimated $236 a head profit for the packers. The kill today was 117,000. That continues to be kind of an unimpressive number here. We needed to be in the mid-120s or higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday, the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, big event.
Corn and bean futures fought back to be higher today. We were about 2 to 3 higher in the corn, about 5 to 6 higher in the soybeans, and the wheats were 1 to 4 lower. Cotton up a little bit today, up 44 at 62.80. On Wednesday morning, 11 a.m., we've got the next round of USDA numbers. This is kind of a highly anticipated report. Everybody's looking for some pretty big production estimate numbers here. We'll see what happens, but as of right now, it sure seems like that. If you look at the corn and bean production estimates, the average guess for the corn yield is 180.5 bushels per acre. Last time it was 178.5, and that puts production of 15.174 billion. Last time it was 15 even. So an increase in corn production. The bean yield estimate is 51.2 bushels per acre. And a total production of 4.25 billion, also an increase. So corn and beans are both increasing. The wheat production is estimated total 1.832 billion bushels. That was up from 1.824 billion in July. So again, 11 a.m. Wednesday morning with the latest update out of the USDA.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you or not of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.